With a look at Radio K-Man's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. Eight teams of five players graced the battlefield at John Gray High School's new gymnasium for this year's International Men's Day 3-on-3 basketball tournament. The intergenerational sides all sported IMD shirts and played to win. The 3-on-3 basketball tournament was organized by the Family Resource Center, the FRC, as part of the observance of International Men's Day, which is celebrated each year on November 19th. With $1,000 to play for, the teams threw themselves into each fast and furious game. Charmaine Miller, FRC's program coordinator, says the overall event was very successful.
The overall objective of it was pretty much to create an opportunity for men and boys to interact in a friendly and healthy manner. It was meant to be a competitive friendly. We attracted eight teams in total, each consisting between 4 to 5 players. And so what we did was organize three activities as part of International Men's Day Basketball Tournament. The main event was our 3-on-3 tournament, and that's where eight teams competed against one another. The winner of the event was this team called Shake and Bake, which consisted of three adults and one child. So the whole idea is that there had to be a under-16 player participating or on the court at all times. And so our objective was met when team formations were happening. We really ensured and made sure that all groups had met that criteria.
In addition to the 3-on-3 tournament, the FRC had a clutch free throw competition and a minute-to-win-it competition. This is FRC's eighth year delivering the International Men's Day campaign. And Miller says they were looking to do something different.
We've done different initiatives throughout the year. One of the first events that we actually hosted in honor of International Men's Day was a football tournament. We also had an opportunity to partner with a local filming company here on Cayman, and we actually had an opportunity to create a local documentary that spoke to the issues that men face today. So throughout the years, we've done different things, and we thought that, you know, let's attract a different audience. Generally, we don't have young men and boys that access our services, and we know that basketball attracts a lot of that. We've done football before. We've done that tournament, and so we wanted to really and truly cater to a different population this time around with the same objective of maintaining that healthy relationship between men and boys and encouraging that interaction. And so basketball was definitely our first choice.
The tournament was the final event of an active 2019 International Men's Day program. In other local sports, a local coach will represent the Cayman Islands Basketball Association at the 2019 FIBA World Mini Basketball Jamboree in El Salvador. Corey McGee, the national women's basketball coach, is looking forward to the symposium next week.
One, I want to see the excitement of the kids when they step onto the floor. I want to see the excitement of them approaching the gym. I want to see their attentiveness when they're listening to their coach. I just want to see the pace in which they play, their excitement for the game, their love for the game. I just want to see what that is at that level in a different country. And I look forward to being able to add to that and be able to take away from that and bring that information back to Cayman.
FIBA's youth development officer and Cayman Basketball's technical director, Coach Vutogaro, says mini basketball is geared towards boys and girls 5 to 12 years of age. So some rules may vary.
The objective is to participate. The trust is not to win. So at the end of a game, if the score is 21 each, it stays there. There's no overtime. Then it's designed where each child must play a specific amount of time. So each team has 10 players, and each child must play 2 quarters. That's for the development of the sport. So There's nothing to say a coach will come and say, well, I'll put my best 5 players on and not play the rest. That's not what we are doing. Each child must play the same amount of time. So with 10 players, each person must play 2 quarters. The strategic part of it is how you're going to use your players to play that 2 quarters.
Exactly.
So it's very interesting. It's educational for the coaches, and the children have an equal opportunity to play the same amount of time. The coach now has to strategize how he's going to use his players.
Coach Voot has been to several mini basketball jamborees previously and gives Coach Corey a heads up on what he will experience when he arrives.
The last one I went to, Mexico came in 7 groups, and 2 of the groups played barefooted. And that was extremely interesting to look at. These kids play basketball. So I asked the coach, why are they not wearing shoes? He said, their shoes, that's to go to weddings, it's to go to school. So they prefer to play barefoot. Yeah. You should see these kids playing barefoot. I'm talking about serious players, ball handling skills at the max. And these are the things that I want other coaches to be exposed to see what other cultures have to deal with and play seriously. Whereas we here, sometimes we take it for granted. So these are good things to experience.
The Jamboree will be held from December 12th through the 15th. That'll do it for Radio K-Man's Local Sports. I'm Dion Anglin.